Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for subscribing. If you haven't yet, do it right there for the YouTube channel, Spotify, iTunes, all that jazz. Today's episode, oof, good one. Jason Nash, you know him. You love him. You've seen him. You followed him. You've seen him vlog. You've seen him on YouTube. You've seen him on Comedy Central. You've seen him on Netflix. You've seen him all over the place. He's been in your living room, probably with consent, but the guy is hilarious, and we had a great chat. From everything, from his start into comedy, his incredible weight loss, past marriages, dad stuff, and just a lot of laughs. We did dueling Dr. Phil's at one point, and it was fucking hilarious. Enjoy this episode. Follow Jason on all social medias right here. Follow his podcast right here. Follow this podcast. Again, subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. Follow me, Adam Ray Comedy, on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Tour dates coming up this weekend. Sacramento, The Punchline, June 8th through the 10th. Tickets at adamraycomedy.com. Sacramento, come out and see me. Got 5 shows. Gonna be a blast. And then next weekend, 2 shows in Seattle, June 17th, The Triple Door. First one sold out. Second one has about 10 tickets left. So go get those, adamraycomedy.com. And then we got a bunch of shows coming up after that. Dallas, Portland, Phoenix, Boston, Chicago. Come out and see me, adamraycomedy.com, for tickets. Merch, got a bunch of new merch up on the website and below here on the YouTube channel. So go get some of that. Tell your friends, tell your lovers, tell your enemies, subscribe to the podcast, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the very funny Jason Nash.
Hey, it's Herbert, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
The best homeless people are in Venice.
You're talking about the most creative.
Those are the most creative, the most Olympic, the most interesting, the most talented, like straight talent. You'll see guys singing. That's incredible down in Venice. The most violent. Because, you know,
Beach crazy is the best crazy?
Beach crazy is the best crazy.
Yeah.
Because that sun and the long time out there, plus mixed with a little drugs. I saw a guy down once. I was parking my car. I go down there to run sometimes.
Yeah.
And I walk down there and I park my car. It's like Saturday morning and I just see some guy. He just runs over to me. He goes, "Hey, yo, fuck David Dobrik." Like that.
Wow.
And that's a guy that I work with on YouTube.
Yep.
And he's fucking gonzo. It's 7 a.m. in the morning. And he's like, "Fuck David Dobrik. Fuck David Dobrik." And he's like coming at me. And I'm like, "Oh my God, I really wanted the space, you know?"
What did David Dobrik do to him?
Are we nothing, going? Nothing. So
recap real quick. You're on the beach in Venice.
I go down to the beach. I park at Shutters. This is where I park at Shutters. That's where I park. And then I run 3 miles on the beach.
What is Shutters?
Shutters is a really nice hotel.
Nice.
And I
thought it was a lamp store or a blind store. It felt like some sort of a Lamps Plus knockoff or even almost like a strip club. That's, you know, sometimes
Shitters.
Shitters. Yeah.
That's down in Glendale.
You don't go to Shitters unless it's like a bachelor party for somebody that you're like, "I haven't seen this guy in 10 years. I got to make an appearance. I've heard about Shitters."
Yeah.
I'm not looking to spend a lot of money there. Now, what is the catch with Shitters real quick? Like, what is it? It's obviously like lap dances are like $1.50.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Like $1.50, I'm
do
saying.
It easy, yeah.
It's like
yeah.
Dollar store strip club.
Yeah. Is Shitters in reference to the customers or the strippers?
I think this is why you got to go. This is what piques the people's interest.
Right.
Or is it just a name to lure you in, but it's actually like high end? It's like better than the Spearmint Rhino. Or do they all have IBS? And it's just like a roll of the dice. And if you can get the dance before they shit themselves, the dance is free?
I think you just nailed it. We've got our business concept. We just need funding right now.
All right, so you're at Shutters. You're running by Shutters in Venice.
No, we were talking about homeless people.
Yes.
And I just, the ones in Venice are the craziest and the most violent. And And
this guy screams at David Dobrik.
David Dobrik's not with me.
Gotcha.
And
he's always with you.
I just see a space, and I really want. It's tough to get a space down there.
It is.
And so it's like 8 a.m. because everybody goes down there to run, and I'm like, yes, I got the space. And then as soon as I get out of the car, the guy is like, fuck David Dobrik, like that. He's just seen the videos, and it's just like, doesn't like that. Maybe what he's seen. He probably doesn't like anything he sees.
Dobrik is known for giving away cars.
Yeah.
Funny video vlogs.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
do a lot of pranks.
Yeah.
Would there be like one thing that you would say if like aliens came down and they're like, who is David Dobrik?
Tesla giveaways. Gives people Teslas.
How the fuck do you get into that?
Well, you find a company to pay. I mean, he was really cool about it because he would, you make a video and, the company gives you $80,000 for the video, right? And he would take all of the money and give it away and not keep it. Like, he doesn't care about money.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's really interesting because I remember when I was working with him, I'd be like, yo, maybe get him a Kia or something. And he's like, no, it's got to be a Tesla. That's that's the coolest gift. Because I love Teslas. I don't know if you drive Teslas or what.
If I could get a new car today, it'd be a Tesla.
Yeah, that's
and I'm not just saying that.
Why can't you get a new car? You're doing very well.
Today, well, the car I have is fine.
Didn't you just play a huge outdoor comedy festival in Denver?
Yeah, and that was fine.
It's not that you don't have money, it's that you're just busy.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, even right now, my car needs to be dropped off in the shop, and I haven't done it for about 3 weeks because I've been in and out of town, and so I'm Ubering everywhere. And it's literally, even the times where I'm like, I should just lock off today and do it, but then I'm leaving the day after that, and then I just fill that day with other stuff that I go, I need to do all this, and I'd rather do this.
Yeah. It's impossible to get stuff done. You ever try to mail a letter?
Wow. I think I just go, you know what? I wasn't meant to stay in touch with this person.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you get a parking ticket and you have to pay it,
oh.
it's awful. Like, to get the stamp, to get the pen, to find the mailbox.
Have you gotten in fights with meter maids? Are you a road rage guy? Are you a controversy.
I used to get mad on the road, and then I realized that someone might recognize me from YouTube, and that might not be.
Yeah, and they might tape you now, right? You can't just scream out a window like the good old days.
I do the subtle. I have the windows up, and I say shitty things.
Yeah.
So my
keep it internal.
My fiance will say that to me. The other day, this woman cut me off, and I called her the B word, and she was just like, I can't believe you said that, and I was like, well, the windows are up.
Right.
She didn't hear me.
Yeah, it was for us.
Yeah.
But she just couldn't believe that was in you or what?
Yeah. She was like, I thought you were like nice person, which I am.
You are. You're very nice. But guess what? And your fiance will learn this. Everyone has that guy inside of them or gal.
Yeah.
Because it's part of being a human being. We all got little buttons. You know what I'm saying? Like, and by the way, we all know people that skate through life where you're questioning like, what's going on because they're too happy? Life just, to me, I'm like, not that I ever want anyone to be, there was a girl I worked with at Universal Studios. She was so bubbly and upbeat all the time. And then I actually kicked it with her a little bit, and man, she'd been through some shit. So that was why. But once we got into the shit, we started talking about some dark shit. And then like this other side came out and I go, oh yeah, see, like you're not immune from probably like punching out a meter maid. I digress.
What did you do at Universal?
I played Wolverine. I was a tour guide. I hosted the Fear Factor live show, and then I was a New York cop.
And so you would go there all day, dress up, and walk around and be in character?
Yeah, dude.
What's the pay like for that?
Man, well, I moved on from the tour guide spot because I was $8.50 an hour, and you had to work like 1,000 hours to get like even a 40-cent pay bump. So my buddy was like, dude, he was Captain America, and he goes, they're looking for a new Wolverine, and so it was 23 an hour, 7 hours a day.
Not bad.
I didn't want to wait tables, and no judgment. I just not for me.
Yeah.
I did 2 days at Fleming's in downtown LA, and I had a panic attack because this guy was screaming at me about the way I was cutting butter squares for the to accompany the bread, and I was like, I got to get out of here.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. And Universal was fun. Everyone's in a good mood. You're a part of people's vacay. I mean, did you go to theme parks as a kid?
No, but I go a lot now with my kids.
Wow. You got two.
Yeah, we go three, four times a year.
Is that awesome to see it through their eyes?
It's going to Disneyland with your kids is one of the best things you'll ever do. And I don't even like Disneyland.
Wow.
I think it's absolute trash and overpriced. But when you're there with your five-year-old daughter,
1,000%. I'm going to Disney World on Sunday, but it's...
You are.
Yeah, but my...
Disney World.
Yeah, we're supposed to do shows in West Palm Beach. We're going to parlay it after that. But a couple buddies of mine are big Disney freaks, and then my wife loves Disney, and it's also vacay. But I'm like you. I'm like,
why do people like Disney so much?
I don't know.
And it's, as an adult, it's odd.
Totally.
It's just like, what?
I think it's the... When my wife and I went to Disney World once, we did Epcot and just went around and drank everywhere. And that was fun.
That's fun.
But yeah, the rides, like, I'm also not a big coaster guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, me neither. The worst.
No thanks.
Yeah, my daughter made me go to Six Flags. We go on, like, went on seven one day.
That's dad of the year shit.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Oh, fuck that.
Really tough.
And not even, I mean, the sick stomach thing is one thing, but also, like, every couple years you see some video of, like, a kid's belt that just wasn't snapped in.
They all, you know, they fall off all the time at Six Flags. People die every summer. So let's say there's...
This isn't the commercial for Six Flags.
No, let's say there's 15 Six Flags in the United States.
Okay.
Three or four will have a death.
Wow.
And you just don't hear about it.
You don't. They're good at covering that shit up.
Yeah. And then a lot of it maybe isn't their fault, but...
Yeah, sometimes the... sometimes the person just slips and slides right through. I do like those videos of people passing out on coasters. That's not you, is it?
No.
Scream so loud that
I don't pass out. I mukbang on coasters.
You mukbang?
I saw a video the other day, a guy eating chicken tenders on a coaster. That's why I said that.
Oh, no, thanks.
It's pretty fun.
So you're from Boston.
Boston.
We met, I think we met at a comedy club or through some mutual friends.
I apologize if we met doing stand-up because I probably was so scared shitless every single night.
Oh, really?
That, like, I do remember meeting you, but I don't remember where. I mean, I know you, and I fucking love the Instagram videos that you do with the filter.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so dumb.
First of all, they're so well written.
Oh, thanks.
And they have, like, joke on joke on joke, and I watch them over and over and over, and I fucking show them to people. And not only that, but I have a friend
who is that guy?
Wow. His name is Brett Robinson.
Wow.
And he's,
of course he is. Of course Sean will be friends with a guy named Brett Robinson.
He's jacked. Yeah. He's a great guy.
Of course he is.
He's so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
He will drink you under the table and then drink the next night and the night after that.
Wow.
And he talks a mile a minute and he tells you stories. He'll be like, I just went out. It's like, bang this chick. I mean, it is the guy. You were doing the guy.
Bang
I
chick,
almost
bang,
wanted to bring
bang
in
her
today.
Friend. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Built a bunk bed. You bang them both at the same time. By the way, that's the guy that, like, steals your girl, but you root for him anyway.
Yes.
Right.
Yep,
he's just got, like, an affable sweetness. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think that guy Sean that I do with the filter is, like, I think based. It's a caricature of a person, but like you just said, everybody knows that guy.
Everybody knows that guy.
Because that guy is, like, in everybody's, whether it's your circle of friends or you've, like, come across him at a, shit, I don't know if he was working at the water park or a movie, like, that guy, there's no shortage of upbeat fucking bros.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
are,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
looking to turn things up and make sure that you don't turn down too hard, you know? And just fucking, you know, whether it's San Diego or fucking Chicago, like, I mean, and it's not even that guy, like, and what I also like, too, is that there's, like, you know, sex of bro, where it's, like, there's the UFC, Duck Dynasty, fucking Black Rifle Coffee, fucking AK, but, like, I don't attribute any of that to this guy, which is also why I kind of like it, is that he's just like a, like, obviously, like, talking about pushing yourself and doing all that shit, but that's more of just
your guy Sean line. Doesn't push himself. He's just, like, going through life.
Just going through
happy.
Life. Yeah, there it is.
And good things happen to him.
Right.
You know, and that's what happens with my friend Brett. Like,
oh, yeah, tell me about Brett.
Like,
how long you been friends with him?
A couple years, but, like, if that just goes to show you, like, if you do keep a good attitude, good things do happen to you.
Totally.
Like, when you're positive and stuff, and you're just like, yeah, we're going here now. Oh, all right, I'll go. And then, you know, you get there, and I have friends, like, if I'm ever around, like, somebody, like it's like a celebrity or whatever, I'll, like, fucking, like, clam up.
Sure.
You know, and I'll be like, oh my God, like, this person's so famous. But, like, you know, my friend Brett be like, oh, holy shit, I just took a fucking dump, and oh my God, I killed that bathroom.
Wow.
You know, and then everybody's
just be a person.
Yeah, just be a person, you know?
Yeah. Who does get you to clam up?
Who gets me to clam up?
Celebrity.
I mean, anybody, any fucking celebrity.
You're pretty starstruck easily.
I didn't want to do Rick Glassman's show. I was scared.
You did it. Amazing. Yeah. Well,
no,
Rick's,
I did it. I didn't do
you
it.
You didn't do it.
No.
Did he ask you to?
Yeah, he asked me a while ago, and I love Rick Glassman, and then I was like, I don't want to go on there. Like, that looks like really challenging. Like,
oh, no way.
Gotta be
dude.
Funny and shit.
Bro, you don't.
But you go through these ebbs and flows as, like, a performer where you're like, you're just kind of like, I don't think I can go on there and be funny for an hour. And now I'm coming out of it because I have my own podcast now.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm like,
called again.
It's All Good Things.
That's right, yeah.
And so I have to go out and promote, and I'm doing stand up, and I have got to like fucking get my face out there.
Yeah.
But honestly, if I had my druthers, I'd just move to the woods.
Wow.
Yeah.
And just vlog from there or what? And pod from
there? No, just don't vlog. Don't do anything.
Just chill out.
Yeah, and when you go on your Instagram feed, don't you go like, because now I follow every comedian because it is what I'm into.
Sure.
But now it's gotten to be like, it's too much.
It is too much. Social media is too much.
It's too much.
I mean, I'll tell you what's too little is the fucking shirt game that you and I are both possessing right now. Like, yours fits your body better, but like, we're both crushing it right now.
TJ Maxx?
This is actually from I officiated Adam Devine's wedding in Cabo, and
you
I bought this.
You officiated Adam Devine's wedding,
and I bought this at the gift shop. And Adam goes, "Do you work here now?" And I was like, "I'm going to take that as a passive aggressive compliment because you want one of these shirts, yeah. And I got the last one, but I will give it to you because it's your wedding."
So you paid some money for that. That was at least $60.
Yeah, it might have been triple digits.
Yeah,
which is that a good purchase? It's an impulse buy, I'll tell you that much. But I was feeling good, man. The wedding was fun. It was the day after we were heading back. I like had the wedding was awesome. I did my thing. We got pretty fucked up, but I wasn't hungover. So if I was hungover, there's no way I was gonna buy anything.
Yeah.
So I think I was just like, I can't believe I'm going home feeling all right. Well, let's cap this off the right way with a gift shop purchase.
Yeah. You bought it on the way out.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah. That's like the guy that lands at the airport, he's at his home and buys food.
Yeah. That's an odd purchase because usually you would buy it in the beginning so then you can enjoy the shirt.
Totally. And I was told I wouldn't be judged on my own show today, Jay. But where we did meet was Hawaii for the first time for Adam Devine's house party.
That's where we met.
You and Amanda Cerny got flown out to do a lot of social promo stuff.
Yes.
Right? For House Party. And then be in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Had you been to Hawaii?
Yeah, I'd been, but not to that
Turtle location, Bay Resort.
That North Shore is incredible.
It's incredible.
I surfed with a family that we had an off day, and I had the most incredible experience Hawaii that day. I left my body for the first time in my life.
What do you mean?
I took the wave, and I'm not very good, but I did take the wave, and I did it. I actually did it for the first time. I was up on that board.
Now, take the wave sounds like a line from Blue Crush, so you're going to have to help me out here. Does that mean just like—
I stood.
You stood. Great.
And then I hit pretty hard, and but I felt so invigorated. It felt so
no way.
Great. And I left my body for— like, I don't know, 30 seconds.
Holy shit.
And then I heard the instructor go like, "Jason, come on back. Take another." Like that.
He was like right behind you on the board. You're like, "Dude, just talk at a normal level." Like if you're trying to create a vibe here. Yeah, all right, man.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. And so that was a great memory. That was what Adam Devine did for me.
Stepped out of your body. That's
the only
like,
time I've done it.
You strike me as a pretty spiritual guy, or at least just... let me backtrack.
I am, but also no.
Okay.
I also am like questioning, like, it's all bullshit.
Totally.
Like someone wanted me to manifest, and I was like, this is bullshit. I ain't gonna manifest. So I went over and I tried to do it, and he was like pretty strict with me. He's like, no, you gotta do it like this. Like, and then all the shit happened that we manifested.
Wow.
So I kind of do believe it.
Yeah.
But I also, there's another part of me that's like, you don't want to be a cynic too.
Now, you grew up in Boston.
Yeah.
What's the Boston Nash family values? Like, what are you getting pushed on you or instilled in you?
I mean, my mom is Jewish and my dad is Catholic.
Yep.
So two different sides. My mom's like, love everybody, you know. Oh, Jason, you're the best.
Yeah.
You're my, you're everything you do is wonderful. You should ice cream, you know. And my father's like a really tough and like macho
Boston Catholic. Yeah.
Yeah. And so yeah, those two things combined.
Did you get bar mitzvahed?
No,
yeah.
You're too poor.
You could do poor bar mitzvahs, can't you?
Haven't been to one yet.
Oh.
Have you?
Yeah, man. You want me to show you my penis? Like, of course, circumcised, bar mitzvahed. Temple. Hey,
circumcision, yeah. You can do that poor.
Yeah, you can. I wouldn't recommend it, but you can do it. Yeah.
What do you call it? The mole? The guy that comes and cuts it?
Couldn't talk and also yeah. There's the rabbis there, but who's the mole? Yeah, the mole might be.
No, it's not the mole.
That was a show on ABC, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
No. There's a word for the guy that cuts
the moil.
The moil.
Yeah.
The mall.
The mall, yeah. There is something about getting circumcised later in life that feels weird to me. I feel like...
Yeah, my friend did it at 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, I mean, I don't think...
And they told him he was going in for something else.
Oh, no.
The family was like, yeah, you're just going to go in and have a checkup, and then...
Wait, at 15? How do you get bamboozled into a circumcision? We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. Wait.
Wait. Hello Fresh has all the tasty treats that you need. Do you want food delivered to your door?
Oh, my God. If I was a real pro, it's I'd be putting than the take ads out. In like that. Oh, God damn it. Wait a second.
So we met on House Party.
Wait. I want to ask, though. You haven't been to a bar mitzvah?
Oh, I've been a ton.
Oh, you have? Yeah. Okay. I was going to say the same way I just was
watching. I watched all my friends do it.
Yikes. That's sad,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. But, no, I didn't give a fuck.
You didn't give a fuck. The same way your roast of Jason Nash is really funny on YouTube at the Bourbon Room.
Yes.
Great spot for it.
Yeah. Bourbon Room is real fun.
Almost 7 million views in 2 years. Does that even affect you? When you see your videos get so many views, is it just like whatever? Or do you still track now being like, fuck yeah?
Nah, I don't.
You don't care.
You don't look at it. It's just, you can't equate it. Like 7 million, like what? I don't, because sometimes you'll get like 70,000 and you're like, that's bad. And then you're like, but it's still 70,000.
Sure.
So you can't.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's some that have, don't do as well as others, but then those are the ones I get the most messages about or
yeah.
that people will say something to me about. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. When did you start? So when you came from Boston to LA,
yeah.
was this business like on the radar? Like, were you a funny kid? You seem like you were.
I mean, I was in New York. I got out of, I had an internship at Saturday Night Live. And,
oh, that's right. You were Norm MacDonald's assistant.
I was Norm MacDonald's assistant.
Holy
shit. I worked there. And then I worked at MTV in New York. And then I got a show for VH1 and I moved out here when I was 28.
Yeah. And then
Random Play. Yeah, with Mike Showalter and
wow.
David Wayne and
so that started.
Gaffigan.
That gave you a reason to come out here.
Yeah. They put me up at the Oakwood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But when you're a young boy in Boston, are you like goofing around? Are you like, you know, are you a funny kid? Are you making your folks laugh? Is your dad
No.
Never those goofy faces and your mom's like, you can do anything.
I told my dad I wanted to be a comic and he was like, but your sister's the funny one.
Funny.
And so I never think I was that funny.
Sure.
I guess. I mean, all my friends were funny. Weren't all your friends funny?
Yeah, I had some pretty funny friends.
Were you the funniest?
I think so. But yeah. also, well, I always say my buddy Adam French was the funniest, but he, you know, we were born to do that. I was just saying this the other day, like, I would make him laugh, he would make me laugh. And he was like the best yes-ander I had that had no aspirations to do this.
Yeah.
But it's just like there's, as funny as he is in life and with me and when we're hanging, there's just another gear and muscle that you either have or don't have to be as crazy as we are to tape yourself or get on stage, an ease to it. Like he's even, you know, he was best man at my wedding and gave a great speech. But not like a speech where people were like, whoa, dude, that guy doesn't do, he's not in the business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But his timing's great, his instincts are great. It's almost like if you see a great writer try to translate to stand up and you're just like, oh, there's just something missing performance-wise, which is fine. It's just, you know.
How was his speech?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It wasn't
what you wanted. Wasn't the
no, and I'll take
want.
This moment to tell him, actually, I think, live, because he does listen to the pod. Adam, you know what the stakes were, man. It was it flew all the way there. You'd think you'd write it down. No, he crushed it. He crushed it. Everybody cried.
Wait, you got married?
Yes, in October. And you're about to go.
I'm about to get married, yeah.
Mazel.
Second marriage.
Great.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Shit. Which part?
How about this? How about
the ex-wife or
you're
the
right.
new wife?
You're right. That was a pretty, like, empty... quite like what's it like to be married again? What how about this, take me through don't take me through a divorce, but after a divorce, I'm a product of divorce, I can relate. What are the feelings of then to now? Like, are you just like, wow, I can't believe, because I would venture to assume there's moments where you're like, God, that took it out of me. Like, I don't know if I even want to try to meet someone again, let alone do I have it in me, right?
Yeah, I guess it was a two-part thing.
Great.
The first part is, no, I would never, ever get married again. Ever.
You thought that?
Fuck. Not only that, I was sure I'd be alone. I wouldn't meet anybody for the last, 3 years. I was good with that. And I really prepared for that. I was like, this is cool. I'm gonna be alone.
What was your routine?
Get up, work out, read at night, work on my, get hobbies.
Awesome.
Barbecue, learn how to barbecue better.
Wow.
And really just work on myself. Like, oh, and I was cool. Cause I have my kids, and I have a lot of friends and I was just like, oh, this is it. I'm gonna be 50 and I won't have anybody for the rest of my life, and I'm cool. And I think because I was good with that, when somebody came in my life, I was just like, oh, okay.
Wow, that is...
And also, the better part now is that I can do everything over again and do it the right way. I didn't do it the right way the first time.
Ooh, speak to that.
I was just selfish.
Sure.
You're my career and... I was married to a wonderful woman. She's great. Still really close to her. Still friends. She's the best. What's up, Martin? And
I give her podcast shout outs.
She got really mad the other day. I did a bit on my podcast that talked about her. She doesn't watch the podcast, but she is on Facebook.
Oh, no.
And so stuff gets, you have a company that clips your stuff for Facebook. And went right
she
to
saw
it.
Oh,
she
no.
saw it. I felt so bad. It wasn't even a funny bit.
Was it just kind of thrown under the bus or what?
I told the joke without saying I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. And even if it's assumed, you got to give the wink. That's why I through text, when people will text things and there's no smiley face or anything,
yeah.
I'm like, you got to go out of your way to let people know it's a goof.
Yeah. And I didn't do that. The joke was, I said something like I was bipolar when I was married, and then I got divorced, and oddly, it went away. I wasn't bipolar anymore. Which is a joke.
Sure.
I did stop taking my medication, but but yeah, it's just a joke. She's great.
So that's a big thing to focus on, is that you got yourself good.
Yeah, and you just got to do things right.
Well, whatever you're bringing to the relationship, hopefully it's the best version of yourself. And if you've taken that time, like you said, to not be codependent, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just basically go I'm good with me. So now. When you met your fiance, I'm sure it was cool. I'm, somewhat more open to it because you took that time to. And you also, I truly believe in the organic, any relationship I've ever been in, and even with my wife now, was never looking for it.
Right.
I like to get hit a ton of bricks with it. That to me is because that just is the coolest way to go whoa, spontaneous and meet someone that you've never even seen or heard of. I don't know, that's so fucking cool. My buddy was like, she's coming. It was and then he brought her to the show, and I was like, oh, you just were with her. That I don't know if I can marry her. No, she's coming to the show. And she's coming to the show because her best friend was dating my buddy, but he didn't send a pic or anything. So he's just like, oh, my girl's friend is gonna come. So I knew nothing about it, and it was so the entire meetup was organic. How'd you meet your fiance?
Wait, was yours they kind of said hey, maybe you're going to like this girl? Was there any preamble?
He just told me she's cute.
Yeah.
And he told her whatever about me. I don't know. He's funny and charming, whatever.
How'd you do that night?
Oh, murdered.
You killed it?
Oh, yeah. It was a Sunday night at Tempe Improv.
Hell yeah. Tempe Improv.
It's one of my favorite clubs. Yeah.
Incredible.
Be there in July. And it was... And we all went out after and then kept in touch. And then she moved here. And then she was living with her friend in Venice in a studio, in a bedroom, kitchen, all bathroom, all in one room. So when people would, she was like, yeah, my roommate, guys would share the bed sometimes if they came over. So I was like, you can stay at my place if you want. And then there we go.
Damn. And then how long did it take you?
Dated for about, I guess, 4 or 5 years.
Oh, great.
5 years, yeah. And then, yeah. And it's good. And it's... same thing. I was just in a place where I was ready,
Yeah.
And I'm still too crazy as far as work stuff goes, but it's definitely helped a lot to pull me back, which is why I think kids will probably at some point even do that even more.
Do you take a day off a week and just be with her?
Yeah, I have to. And because it's even when I was you know, at Red Rocks, like you mentioned. We were gone in Denver for a little bit, and then I left for about 8 days after that, went to Atlanta, and then came back, and it's like, I can't land and go do shows right away. That's just, I can, and sometimes I have to, and she's cool with it, but I've got to be more cognizant of, like, you just were gone for 8 days, so maybe kick it for a few days. And I want to. It's not like it's a fucking chore.
Yeah.
But it's also like, there's the part of me that's like, you got to stay in it, because it's so competitive, especially with all the clubs and more and more comics all the time. And A, just for reps, and I'm always writing, so I want to get up. So it's not like a, it's just balance, man. Life is so much balance, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where'd you meet your fiance?
I met her on a dating app.
Cool.
But I met her like 2 years ago, and was just completely in love with her and never thought that she would be with me. And then, I don't know, after I manifested her.
Wow. Like Weird Science. You create her on a computer in your head.
Sometimes I look at her and I'm like, I feel like maybe I did do some kind of like witchcraft.
Whoa.
Because she'll wake up with me in the morning and she'll be like, I love you so much.
Wow.
And I'll be like, this is weird, because I used to stare at your Instagram
and say the same thing.
Yeah, for years.
Holy
so,
shit.
And you can't quite believe it, that like you're good enough for her.
Totally.
Or, you know, I don't know. Or sometimes I think that someone's playing a prank on me.
Wow.
Like one of David's like pranks is this, like, year long, he found this gorgeous girl to be with me. And
can you imagine?
I mean, that would be the best. Or like, you know, Nelk Boys.
That's a prank that's so diabolical.
So diabolical.
I mean,
we've talked about it.
Really?
Yeah, we've talked about it. It's horrible, isn't it?
Can you go too far with a prank?
Well, here's the thing. If the other person gives, like, you know, says okay, or if the other person has pranked you, you know, maybe it would be okay amongst like two friends. But yeah, you can definitely go too far.
A friend of mine, Josh Wolf, said, and my now wife put the kibosh on it, even though she said she thought it was funny, which felt like a red flag. I'll tell you what the prank was. He was going to hire two like 80-year-old people off of Craigslist and have them like 69 or fuck on my couch or something. And I was going to walk in. And I go, dude, I'd rather you just like... poke me in the eye while I'm sleeping. Like, I don't, like, fuck, I'd have to burn the couch. I'd have to get, like, move probably. Like, it's not even, that's not even a, I don't know if that, because that's a walk in, that's a, whoa!
Yeah.
And then I guess the prank is what, you know, for the person to enjoy the unraveling is, and we talked about this, do I then grab them and throw them out?
Yeah.
Do I hit an old man while he's 69ing because I'm so caught off guard and filled with rage? Does it bring back trauma, you know? Like, does it somehow, like, do I go, oh, man, this is actually, I remember walking in on my folks fighting like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, does it, and there's probably better examples, but she put the kibosh on that. And she was like, I don't think he'll, she goes, I think he'll be more mad than laugh.
Yes. And that's so important. That's an important thing to find out.
It is.
If the person's not going to have a good reaction, don't do it. Everybody's going to be like, oh, shit, this is... Or if it's rooted in something in your history. Like, remember when we saw these two 80-year-olds 69ing?
Yes.
And then it's on your couch. Then it makes sense.
There's got to be some context.
We did a prank once where our friend really wanted to be an actor, and we made him believe that he was meeting with Seth Rogen.
Oh.
And he came in and he read, and we even had a Seth Rogen impersonator on speaker. And the guy was great. His name is Vincent Marcus, and he'd be like, "Oh, Jonah, you know, we saw your tape, really funny," and he read the script, and it was a very like Knocked Up. I think it was called Knocked Up Part 2 or something like that. And yeah, we got him, and they've pranked me. I got pranked on Hollywood Boulevard once. There was an Elmo guy dressed as Elmo, and a bunch of characters started chasing me, and literally chased me all the way down. And I started swinging at Elmo. Like, they fucking got me. And my fiance got me the other day. We were riding by. Do you ever have somebody do this where they tell you like a lie for no reason?
Sure.
And just to lie, just to get you?
Yes.
And we drove by the billboard for Beef.
Yeah.
And we love this show.
Great show.
We love the show Beef. And she just goes, yeah, you know that guy Steven Yeun? They're not going to make Beef anymore. They're not making season two. And I go, what? I go, why not? And they go, yeah, that guy Steven Yeun, he got caught for cannibalism. Like that. And I go, what? No, really? And she goes, no, not really.
Oh, funny. Yeah. Some kid did that to me on the playground once and told me my folks got back together. That was pretty dark. And then I in turn,
what?
Yeah, he like knew, he like, his mom knew my mom, so I thought it was, and so I went home and I was like, Mom, is it? She was like, what? No, of course not. And
how would
and
he then, know?
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't fact check. There's no Google as a kid in the 90s. And also I just, gullible. I'm very gullible.
What a dastardly prank for a 10-year-old.
Totally. And that kid's Jeff Bezos. No.
Yeah.
I have definitely done that type of thing to people where it's like, oh shit, I don't know. I used to, with more sports stuff, where it was just like, I think also once I, you know, went to acting school out here in SC, and everything started to become like an acting exercise where it was like being with friends and being like, holy shit, dude, did you fucking hear about? And they're like, what? And I was like, dude, Matt is like, he...
What? What's wrong with Matt? What happened?
I shouldn't even say.
Tell us. No, Adam, it's okay.
He went to Rosarito, Mexico.
Yeah?
And, so you know, he was, him and Christine were like on a break. And he got drunk. It's Rosarito. And he fucked a donkey in the donkey show, dude.
Matt?
Got you, dude. We got you there. We got you there. We got you there. We got you get. We got you there. You're on fucking. That didn't happen to Matt.
Matt Spiegelson?
Yeah. It is fun. Are you a big secret guy?
No.
Yeah. All right, next question.
I'll tell when somebody tells me a secret, I take it to my grave.
You do?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just heard a bonker secret yesterday.
Did you?
And the first thing I think is, I can't wait to make somebody's day. But like, whose day, whose morning am I gonna make sweeter by sharing this? But as you get older, you gotta keep, because also people find out the people that don't keep secrets. Who told you this person, or if it comes out, like, it just, you get caught.
Yeah. If if I tell anybody in my friend group something, I assume it's going to be told to.
Really?
All 20 of them, yeah.
You had 20 friends. That's awesome.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have friends?
That was so sincere, by the way. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, dude, it's...
But let me ask you the
by the way, I said that definitely like, oh, yeah. Like,
are
a guy
the comic
has no
friends,
friends.
Are the comic friends, well, like, your friends?
Yes. So I've got, you know, I came out here in 01 to go to college at SC and then did improv and acting class and guys I met through doing YouTube videos. I'm a very big people person.
Yeah.
I like to connect pretty quickly. I'm probably overly generous with like giving out my number to strangers and be like, hit me up for tickets for shows.
You are Sean.
Yeah. Bro, yeah, wow, dude. This is yeah. If something happens to me, please make a documentary on how Sean is actually very close to Adam Ray.
You are Sean.
I've got like lifer best friends that I started stand up with.
Nice.
That you get to know people on the road. You know, one of them opens for me, his kid Sandy Danto, and just, you know, bonded from the get go when we both started. But like Divine's one of my best. But I mean, there's it's you find out too as you get older, like which friendships are kind of one sided. You know.
Yeah.
You need to cut that out, but like just. You know, regulate your expectations. I've got friends that always pick up the phone, always be happy to see them, always joke around if they're at a club and whatever. We're in the same state. We'll meet up and do something. But like, it's so one-sided. And it's not even like I need a text for something I did or whatever. Or it's just, I only hear from them if they need something or want something or. There's just no back and forth, really.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys I'm thinking of, I texted him once, and then a week later he texts me back, and he's on his phone all the time, not only juggling gals, juggling gigs, juggling stuff, and he goes, sorry, I was in Portland. This is like 10 days later. Sorry, Mr. Text, I was in Portland.
Yeah.
Was his excuse to not get back, and I was like, if that was all I needed to go, like, all right, never expect a response, but...
Yeah, and so... Do you get rid of those people? Or do you
no, again, keep, I just try to like, again.
Lower manage, your expectations.
Yes, dude. And then just, and don't put so much faith In people, you know, and I think people are designed.
Okay, here we go. Phil's, here we go. Now, I've seen your Dr. Phil.
I've seen your Dr.
And
Phil.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's not great, but it's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, I've actually, one of my videos, I have Dr. Phil in one of my videos wishing me a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Just so you know.
Do you really?
Yeah, you know. You
wait,
know,
have you met Phil?
I have not met Phil, no.
Okay, we're going to do a thing right now called Filling It Up, which is basically me as Phil getting to know my counterpart, Phil. I'm going to look in the mirror and basically just try to pump myself up.
Okay, let's do it.
First of all, let me just ask me something. Yeah. Phil, Monday morning, what do you say to yourself when you get up?
Monday morning, let's see, I usually get up. First thing I do is I have sex with Robin.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
Because she's there.
Right.
She wants it if she's there.
Let me tell you something. You got to give it to her.
Give it to her.
She's horny.
And I'm usually flipping her over like a pancake, but that's just because it's the morning time, and I like to keep my sex the way I keep my breakfast, ready to go.
Right. That's good, Phil. That's real good.
Tuesday comes around. What are you doing Tuesday night?
Tuesday, I usually, that's when I go out and I go to a spa called Amangiri.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can say that anymore, but yeah.
Amangiri? What? What's wrong with Amangiri?
I'm just kidding.
Did something happen there?
That's a little thing I like to do to friends.
Oh, you got me there, Phil. That was good.
Is make them think they're about to get canceled.
I was like, did somebody fucking masturbate on a cat at Amangiri?
Wait, what is Amangiri?
Oh, Amangiri is a resort in Utah.
Okay.
And I go out there with Lil Wayne, and we do like little
retreats,
ceremonies.
Retreats. Yeah.
We have listening parties.
Sure.
Yeah, Steve Lacy played his new record for us last week.
A lot of like backstage theater massages, I feel like.
Yeah, well, those are the best, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because I was a theater teacher at Texas State University.
Texas State is where we went. I remember reading that about myself.
Yeah, I remember reading it too.
Wait, now the weekend comes. We can skip
the weekend, yeah, he's there too.
The weekend's there?
Yeah. Can't feel my face. Wait. And we can't feel our face. Well, let me tell you something. We're doing some...
The amount of peyote that I've taken... I used to suck peyote through a Capri Sun straw.
It's the only way to do it.
Well, it's the only way you're allowed to do it on these resorts in Utah, because anal's first base, having a third wife is mandatory, and also mandatory is the name of the teacher with fake tits that teaches sign language.
Okay.
Now, what is your love language, Phil? Like, how do you and Robin on the weekend show each other, I guess, connective?
Well, what we like to do is we like to get, I like to eat in bed. Mm. That's my favorite thing to
like
do.
Like a Salisbury steak?
Yeah, Salisbury steak or a beef rib or
beef
something
rib,
like that.
Beef rib, yeah, something messy.
Combine, you know, sex and food is
sex
always
and food.
Fun.
Edible underwear is fun.
Oh, Phil, you.
To wear, not to eat.
You bastard.
It's hard to do the voice when you do the voice.
Oh, man. You're full.
Because your voice is different than my voice.
Totally.
And then it makes me question my voice.
There's versions of Phil, man.
But mine is... The only reason I
do Dr. Phil is because it's one of the only voices I think I can do.
Sure. No, you're right there.
Yeah.
How did you get a video from him? And first of all, what's your fascination with him? Like, what was it, just a goof? Did you start fucking around with the voice? For me, I'm genuinely like... I watched enough episodes on the road during the day where I was like, this guy's... bonkers. And I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying?
He's not bonkers. He's set up a system that is bonkers. The system that they've set up where they're bringing in these people and maybe paying them to bend the truth or whatever and making 6,000 shows is bonkers.
But I should clarify what I meant by bonkers. And because I didn't put a label. Because
I really like Dr. Phil.
So do I.
Yeah.
Which is why I love to do the impression and make it even sillier.
Yeah.
Respect what he's created. I think he has helped people.
Sure.
I think he's also done what you do in daytime TV and you expose people. Sure. You're doing a show.
Yeah.
And it's also tough to... Yeah, it's very okay. Bonkers to me is both sides of the spectrum, though. So I wasn't saying like... Bonkers to me, I don't define as like you're crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I should have clarified that. Bonkers to me is like, you know, I can't believe that he's pulled off what he's pulled off.
Yeah.
Because it is a crazy thing in my eyes to have some of the problems that some of these people have and go on TV with them. Yeah. And they've somehow trusted this person they've never met to go like, help me through this. And he's like, well, you got to help yourself through it first. Yeah. I don't think when you look in the mirror.
I like when you're talking like this. Keep going.
I don't think you like what you see. Mm-hmm. And I don't like what I see, and I'm looking right at it.
Yeah. That's right.
Audience,
speak the truth.
You can, well, I'm speaking it,
yeah.
But I'm also living it. And doggy style doesn't have to be an indoor position. Have you been to live TV tapings out in LA? You brought the kiddos to Price is Right? Will you?
I did warm up at Craig Kilborn once and got fired that day.
What happened?
I just didn't do well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do a dance competition between dads?
I should have.
Yeah,
I wish I should talk to you.
Well, I did it once too. My buddy
I think
Jay
talked about committing suicide.
Okay, yeah, different direction.
That's a good idea.
Well, my buddy did it for American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars and he's a true. He started doing stand up, but his energy is like it's. He's got that down really well. His name's Jay Flats. Shout out to Jay. But he told me too, he was like, will you fill in for me for this live Dancing with the Stars? And I got berated by so many Englishmen live he was like, dude, do a dancing competition. I did a couple, I think I did a Folgers coffee joke and there was like mostly kids there. And so everyone was like, boo, I got booed. And
for
then,
a Folgers joke?
At this point I was 20 minutes in and it was just like, this guy's got nothing else.
Got it.
He did the Folgers joke 3 times and we've done the same dance comedy. And then I kept like listing. I was like, one more time for Chachki Valenteri, right? Like all these dancers. I just kept saying all the names to kill time. And the guys were looking at me being like, dude, do you got anything else? And I was like, do anybody have a scarf? You know, I can just wrap it around my neck. But
And why'd they yell at you?
Because I was talking during the live. One guy would tell me we're live, and one guy would go, we're in commercial, keep the crowd entertained. Mixed signals.
Oh, God. You've had so many jobs. I can't believe acting school.
Yeah.
It shows in your dictation.
Oh, thanks. Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, we did a lot of, freshman year was all about, you know, those like red leather, yellow leather, tour boat, toy boat, turbo, abominably, abdominally, anomaly, abominably, abdominally, anomaly. Pubic puke poop. Pubic puke poop. I added that last one. But
did you when you were in acting school, did you go, oh, this is not enough for me. I need to be a stand up or
well, I loved,
it's very different.
Totally. I love being on stage. So I think it was a live fix. I did a lot of plays, musicals, and then graduated and did a few plays, but then it was like, you know, 4 to 5 months of all that. I wanted more time to do other stuff. But yeah. I loved the live interaction. It's just like can't replace it. That's why when people ask now, it's like, what do you like better, acting or stand-up? Man, you cannot compare the two. But if I had to pick one, yeah, for sure stand-up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that is...
It's you.
Yeah, and it's just so... I've had days where I've, it's completely been a... You know, I've said this before, I've never done therapy. I did therapy twice when I was a kid. My folks split. My mom sent me to a place called The Parent Place. And this guy that looked like Dom DeLuise had like a mini Fisher Price hoop up in his office. And I shot a couple shots. And he was like, you know, at some point we're going to have to talk about the guys that your mom's dating now. He didn't say that. I'm paraphrasing. But he was like, at some point we're going to have to actually talk. And I was like, fuck you, fatty. And then I didn't say that, but I thought it. And then I grabbed the Nerf ball, shot a 3, and then walked out. And my mom was like, all right, you don't have to do that anymore. So stand-up is like, there'll be days where I'm like, whatever, the business, life, overwhelmed, and it's like the set completely just erased, just fixes everything.
Yeah.
And it's just the back and forth. It's the, I'm making people feel good, so that makes me feel good. Yeah. It's really the catalyst for it.
A good set can do that.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
But you got to bring it, too. You can't just get up there and hope that they're going to give it to you. You always, and so I think that's what it is. I could never phoned in a set, because you can't get up there and just hope that they're going to pull you out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just like in anything, right? You get what you bring.
Yeah, that's true.
And
Phil,
if you bring a grilled cheese that's been bitten into by a rattlesnake,
yeah.
Well, chances are you're going to get diabetes.
Hey, listen, I've bitten to a rattlesnake a couple times. I have, by accident.
You're the Chuck Norris of daytime TV. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Are you hungry? Are you thinking about food? Are you thinking about your next meal? Do you hate going to the grocery store? Me too. Well, HelloFresh is here to make your life easier. The number one meal kit in America is HelloFresh, and now they're sponsoring the About Last Night podcast. Oh baby, I can't wait. HelloFresh, what do you get with them? Well, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to you at your doorstep. Skip all the trips to the store. you know, it's stressful. It's weird. Sometimes you go late night and you see people you forgot we have on this planet with rat tails and missing teeth, and they got potato salad in their pan. It's just, it's too much. So count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Summer's just around the corner, and we all want to spend less time cooking. So meal plan and prep with HelloFresh pre-portioned ingredients that make it easy to get cooking done quick. No matter what your lifestyle, you'll always find delicious recipes on the HelloFresh menu, like pescatarian and veggie. You can even swap proteins and sides to make a recipe just how you, yes, you, like it. I'm always struggling to figure out what I'm going to have for dinner, and I want to make sure it's healthy. Well, HelloFresh is on top of that for you, and they're going to deliver mouth-watering, chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your door so you can do whatever you want this summer and eat the right way. They've got snacks, meals, and more to add to your weekly order, even like fun s'mores bundles for the kids. Who doesn't like s'mores? S'more of what? From Sandlot, remember? They've also got a selection of crowd-pleasing eats like their bratwurst bar with caramelized onions, Dijon slaw, and pineapple relish. Oh my God, I'm getting hungry. Or a snack board with pretzel bites, spiced bar nuts, and hot honey peach jam. That's what she said. I've used HelloFresh in the past. I'm about to use it again. I love it. My wife loves it. We're about to eat better and the right way, putting stuff on our body that should go in there, not just jelly beans for dinner. So if you want to be part of the number one meal kit in America, I, right now, if I were you, would go to HelloFresh.com/about16 and use the promo code about16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. Holy shit. Go to HelloFresh.com. I can't even say it. I'm so excited. HelloFresh.com/about16 and use promo code about16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. It sounds like it's too good to be true, but it's not. So do it. Again, HelloFresh.com/about16. Promo code about16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. Start treating yourself and eating yourself. Just do it. And now let's get back to the episode. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying the episode, and it's cookie time. Attention, all cookie lovers, including me. Love cookies. Cookies are my weakness. I've said it before, and I'm saying it again right now. I know you crave the sweet taste of freshly baked cookies. Just saying that makes me foam at the mouth. Say it again with me. Freshly baked cookies, dipped in milk, or eaten by themselves. Well, look, my friends at Twin Life Baking Company have you covered in cookies. With cookies, you can cover yourself in cookies. It's your life. Made from the finest ingredients and baked to perfection. They've got flavors like red velvet stuffed Nutella, vanilla cookie monster, rocky road, s'more, strawberry short stack, birthday, funfetti, chocolate bomb, snickerdoodle, pumpkin snickerdoodle, classic chocolate chip, cinnamon toast crunch, cowboy cookie, cookies and cream, lemon delights, and guess what? My very own cookie. That's right. The Adam Ray Pop-Tart. Little bits of brown sugar Pop-Tart on a cinnamon Snicker. It's a chocolate. It's just, trust me, all right? It's the greatest cookie I've ever had. I get emotional thinking about it. If you're listening to this, you're probably a person with great taste buds and you love great cookies and you want to celebrate two badass moms. So right now, go to TwinLifeBakingCompany.com and use promo code AboutLastNight to save 20% off your order. That's TwinLifeBakingCompany.com. Promo code AboutLastNight to save 20% off your order. What time is it? Cookie time. Now let's get back to the episode.
You know Whataburger?
Would you call me?
Whataburger down in Texas. They had a rattlesnake problem in some of their food. Yeah.
Did they really? Wait, yeah. You don't eat. First of all, you're 50. You look fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
I know you dropped
30
pounds.
Mm. I'm trying to keep it off. It's fucking
keep hard. It off. Don't lose more weight, by the way.
I haven't eaten anything today.
That's fine.
It's not.
I know you're supposed to have.
It's sustainable.
I know. I had a turkey meatball earlier. I don't do breakfast.
You work out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. What do you do?
Cardio, basketball, got some weights.
You're playing basketball your age?
Oh, yeah. I played in the 2019 NBA Celeb game.
You did?
Oh, I had 9 points, 3 assists, a charge.
A
ripped calf. I ripped my calf.
You did?
Played. And my doctor was like, don't play. I was like, fuck you. I didn't say it. I said, I have to. This is the weekend I've been looking forward to my whole life.
Yo, basketball's brutal at this age.
I'm playing in another game.
What are you, 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
so
great.
So you're okay. You're 40, but in 10 years, no.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm playing in Seattle Seahawks guys, this game called Champions of Change, June 23rd, 7 p.m., Climate Pledge, at the arena in Seattle where they do hockey and concerts and hopefully basketball. And I played in it last year. And yeah, dude, adrenaline got me so jacked up where I was feeling unreal and I was shooting so many shots. And Sue Bird, Seattle Storm legend, was one of our coaches. She comes over. She goes, "Hey, stop shooting." I go, "Can you get tired?" She goes, "Oh yeah, you're gonna be jelly." And I was, and like I, and then my legs, I just cramped up ASAP. I stepped on the floor. I bought all these tickets for my family and friends, and then they hooked some up. And I put my sister and brother-in-law Dirte, white rapper, and my wife courtside. And there, I step on the floor and once down the court, and I was like, "Ah, God!" And I just looked at my wife, and she was like, "Just sick," because she was like, "I also didn't stretch a lot."
Yeah,
stretching. You seem like a stretch guy, and that's the first time I've said that today.
I stretch a lot.
You do? Fuck.
Yeah.
Do you yoga too?
Yeah, hot yoga is the best. Yeah, that's truly the best.
Why'd you lose weight? How'd you do it?
You sound like Larry King there for a second.
Why'd you lose weight? How'd you do it? We'll take a caller. Did you stop eating hot dogs and macaroni bites?
And Seinfeld was a big show. Is that true? It was a big deal. Did you ever see that clip?
No.
There's a great clip of Larry King talking to Jerry Seinfeld at Jerry Seinfeld's peak. And he goes, "And so you decided to stop the Seinfeld show? You didn't get canceled?" And Jerry like roasted him. Jerry was like, he's like, "No, it was the greatest show of all time. What are you talking about? I didn't quit." I said, "I quit. They didn't cancel
me." My God.
It's a really good clip.
Wait, Norm did Larry.
Oh, yeah. And he also did the, if you're like a Norm aficionado, go watch the Aura. Because after Larry got kicked off CNN, they gave him a show on Aura. Which, to Larry King's credit, he would have cool people on. Like, he'd have, like, Norm on. He'd have, like, comics of, like, your era on.
By the way, Larry King's credit is a great band name. I don't know if they only cover, like, Goo Goo Dolls songs and Seal. And
it's
90s rock. Anyway, I want to continue with what we were just talking about, which is your weight loss journey. But we got about 15, 20. You good? Is that good for you?
Oh, I have
got
all hard day. Okay. Sadly, I have nothing to do.
No, well, we will wrap it up because, you know, this is going on too long. But no, this is great. I could do this for all day. You're amazing.
How long have you been doing this podcast?
10, 11 years. 2013? Yeah, 10 years. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Every week?
Yeah.
For
I did
10
it with
years?
I did it with Brad Williams. You know who Brad Williams is?
Yeah.
Great comic. He's under the desk if you want to give a quick little hi. I've done that every time I brought him up, and I won't stop because it's funny. Love you, Brad. Brad and I did about up until, 2020? Just before COVID, I think we stopped. So about 7-8 years. We did 500 episodes, and then he goes, "I'm about to be a dad, and I just want to do stand-up and be a dad."
Yeah.
And I go, "Can't argue with that." But I'm going to keep it going.
And you've had incredible guests.
Some good ones, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? Who's one of your favorites? I saw you had Henry Winkler on.
Awesome.
Incredible. Do you watch Barry?
Oh, yeah. Henry's son, Max, was in my fraternity at USC, and great. I met Henry. I'm not going to retell the story, but there's great encounters I've had with Henry before I had him on the pod. He's so goddamn sweet, man.
Yeah.
And he's so, but even when I would call him for like managerial advice, and I'd call and I'd go, "Henry, so," because he was like, "Anytime you need to call, go ahead and call me. I'm here for you, Adam Ray. I want you to be the best version of Adam Ray, but don't ramble." So I would call up, "Henry, man, so look, there's a Adam Ray, get to the point. Okay, cool. So got a manager, doesn't talk to me a lot. Should I stay with him?" And then he would give his answer,
yeah,
and then all the best, and then just hang up. And, sweetheart and a gangster, dude, to still be like pumping away and be as sharp as he is and love what he does still, I guess, isn't that crazy? But it is to me. I don't know. It's like he feels like he hasn't changed at all in 30 years.
I want to get to that place in life where I can just hang up on someone that quickly.
Yep. And you're not mad about it. Hope I remember all the advice. He's basically like, "Look, I got, you know, time is money." I don't know. He's, you know, for that guy, for sure.
Sure.
The Sandra Bullock ones are pretty special.
Incredible.
Just because she's doesn't
so
do podcasts, and I feel fortunate to have gotten to be chummy with her in a way that I feel like she's very comfy. The second one we did was over Zoom. The first one was just in her office audio. But yeah, just those are a few that I've listened to where I'm like, oh, she's the person that I know she is.
Yeah.
And it was cool to be able to show that to people that only see her on interviews, which she's still the best version of herself.
Yeah.
But in an hour, you know, there's only a few of those that are with a comedian where she likes to bust, you know, where she could make fun of me and then it, yeah, and I throw it back. And so those were fun.
That's so sexy in a woman who busts balls. Like my fiance is like that.
She is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need that.
It's literally all day just making fun of me. And it's so fun.
Or like, and you throw it back though?
You know, I don't.
Gotcha.
I don't throw it back. She had some zits on her back the other day. And I did throw it back about it. And she was like, hey, the zits are still there. She's like, we can't really talk about this. She's like, you guys can't make fun of me for the zits on the back. I'm working on getting rid of the zits on my back.
Oh, my God.
And she was right.
God, yeah.
She was right. Or like Julie Louis Dreyfus has that kind of like that ability to
sure.
hang with the guys.
Yeah.
That's real sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, Norm.
Norm.
I need to know, when you got that job,
yeah.
how did you get that job?
Okay, so I was an intern and
at SNL.
At SNL. And Norm, like, he like needed someone around him at all times.
This is 90s, 92, yeah, 93?
This is 94.
Cool.
Norm is there.
Sandler's there. Farley's there. Rock's there.
Shit, wait a minute.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, this Norm is there when Sandler's there.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, Sandler's there. I interned Sandler and Farley's last year, and then I went and worked there the first year, Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry and Tracy Morgan came in.
Wow.
And then Norm got Update. And Norm had Update both years.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's, you know, he was, I learned everything from him. Like, I mean, it was, I wish I could fucking do it again. Like, I wish I'd
one of the best times of your life.
I wish I could learn more. Because he was so brilliant and so, so funny and so fearless. And
how do you see that live? Like, we feel like we know that as comedians watching him on his specials on stage. I've only ever got to see him once live, but I got all that, what you're saying, just from that and a little hang after. But being around him day in and day out, where did you see like the fearlessness?
I saw it maybe in dress rehearsal where he would go out and tell jokes that he just knew the audience was gonna fucking hate, but he thought they were funny and he did them anyway. And sometimes they'd make the show. But it would just be, and then he would fight the audience. He'd be like, "What? Come on! What's the big deal? He murdered two people." Oh, yeah. You know, he would say that, or it'd be an OJ joke, or yeah. whatever it was. And that just blew my mind. I was just like, "Are you kidding? Like, who is this guy?" And he was such a rock star. As he got older, he seemed to soften a lot, and he was a lot kinder. Like, but at that time, he was a fucking rock star. Cigarette. They tell him not to smoke in the hallway. He'd still smoke.
Wow.
He listened to no one. And he had his own little like island that Weekend Update. And
yeah.
then they were doing all the sketches and he couldn't give a fuck about the sketches. He was just like, he just cared about Update. He wanted to make Update like its own thing and it's the best Update ever. And it was quite the experience.
Yeah, those OJ jokes were, I mean, what some people say like cost him that gig.
Yes,
from being a little
he was friends
too,
with Ohlmeyer, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, OJ.
So good, though. I remember one he had where he goes, OJ's coming out with a tell-all book where he says he would do anything for Nicole and do anything for her. Man, isn't it just the worst when the person that would do anything for you kills you? I'm butchering it, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, you know it's getting to
yeah.
kills you or
yeah,
murder too.
Yeah,
you know that's
dude.
The punchline, which
yeah.
is like, how's he going to get there?
Oh, man.
I was just listening to him last night say how he, at the end of his career, he would just come up with the punchline first and then go up and ruminate until he got to that big, because
wow.
he knew he had like gold, whatever it was, like the punchlines, gay anal sex or whatever it was, you know, I don't know.
Did you keep in touch with him?
No, I tried. I would, when I moved to LA, like I texted him, I had his number, he wouldn't text back. I had one DM with him on Twitter where we were maybe gonna get together. And
wow.
I really tried because he was like.
Yeah, it's a guy you want to continue to be around and learn from and just
he was so,
soak up.
He liked me, I think, because I just laughed. I was laughing nonstop.
Cool.
And then I remember when I left SNL, I came back. I got a job as a writer and I came back the next week and I was like in Update and they were like telling jokes or whatever, him and Colin. And he goes, "What happened?" He goes, "You don't laugh anymore." Like that. Cause I was like, I thought to myself like, okay, I've moved on.
Right.
I'm not the intern
right.
anymore.
Right, 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 right.
And then they called me out. Like Colin called me out and he's like, "No, I get it. You think you moved on. You think you're better now.
Yeah.
You have your job at MTV. So you come back here. You're trying to be,
oh,
you know,
wow.
you know, Colin Quinn.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like he's
brilliant.
Fucking, he was the funniest person in the hallways at SNL.
I hear that a lot.
He like just brilliant. Like, he was crazy.
Did being around that SNL energy and just sketch world, like, fuel your, sketch YouTube Vine creation out here? Like, did it kind of just, you know...
I mean, it just made me want to do it, just yeah. seeing it. I mean, like you know, just doing something that's funny, if I ever achieve it, it's the best feeling. It's fucking unreal.
What? How did you find, going back to like Dobrik and all this, like how did you meet a group of people to kind of start making videos with? And
I was completely broke. I owed like $80,000 in taxes. I was divorced. I was living in like a fucking a studio apartment. I was installing speakers. And
Holy shit.
I was like at my lowest. Oh, I was on Vine and I had 3 million on Vine. So I had like some money coming in from Vine. And it got erased. I woke up one day and they're like, they're getting rid of Vine. And I'm like, what? And I was like so old that I wasn't like on the ball. So I called my younger friend and he was like, yeah, dude, it's been going away for a while. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I have 3 million followers. He's like, no, it's gone. They're getting rid of it. So that was gone. And then I went to the improv on Melrose in the little room, and I was just doing stand-up. And I went up there and I just started making fun of all the young people or whatever. Like at the time they called them millennials, I think, or another Gen Z or whatever. And David was in the audience, and that was it. And he walked up to me after and he was like, "Oh, hey, can you come do that bit tomorrow at my house?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, you know." And then I never thought I'd hear from him again. And then I worked with him for like, you know, three, four years.
Wow.
It was fun. It was a fun ride. It was like, you know, if I hadn't done that, I don't know what I would have done. I would have probably quit.
Because then that kind of just catapulted you into just being a content creator.
Yeah, it gave me an audience. So now I have an audience, you know, like whatever's left. I don't know now. Now it's like not as what it was. But it made you able to pay your rent.
It's awesome.
What it was. Yeah,
there's a video cool. I found on your page of you and as a girl walking down the Vegas Boulevard.
Oh yeah,
really fucking funny.
Oh, that's funny.
But like shit like that, right? Where you're just like, all right, I've got an audience. Let me. It probably gave you a real fight or flight, you know, mindset to like, you know, you're wearing multiple hats. Where you're like, all right, got the idea. You know, get people to shoot it.
Yeah.
I mean. Was everything like a content opportunity? Does that get overwhelming, or is it like great because you're like, oh fuck yeah, we here's something quick and funny we could do here.
I never minded it. Yeah, everything was a content opportunity because we were doing like I was doing like 3 videos a week, and David was doing 3 videos a week. So it's just like a lot of content. So you'd be filming all day and all night, and anything you could find, you know. And life is fun that way when you're shooting stuff.
Fuck yeah,
you know, it's like it makes it not boring.
I saw you had a roast with some comics, my buddy Frank Castillo.
Frank wrote a bunch of jokes.
Yeah. That's funny.
I've hired Frank a bunch.
Yeah, he just had over him and Nicole and Alex.
Nicole,
too.
I've hired a bunch.
Oh,
too.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. And you just had him roast your buddies. And it was really funny. And like another video that's got millions of views. And you're like, you just brought over comedians in a living room to roast your buddies.
Yeah, you brought them all out
one at a time. And like, yeah, it was really fucking funny. And it was
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool that they did that. They're skilled at it. They did it really quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Frank especially is a joke machine.
Yeah.
You dropped 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Just diet.
Yeah.
Diet and running. And hike at a high elevation every day. And you know, the weight will come off you. Like
what?
Crazy.
Who said that?
I did. Go West Trail. Honestly, go at an extreme elevation and the weight will come off. Do you do Runyon?
I've done it.
Yeah, you go West Trail the hard way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's called West Trail, but I've done the hard way.
You've done the hard way.
Oh, it's difficult.
It's difficult.
It's a lot of, I mean, but it's also rewarding. Like you get up there and you're like, oh, I feel like I got a workout instead of just,
yeah, you can
know,
do it in,
walking
you can do
a
it
trail.
In like 40 minutes, 35 minutes. It's like 3 miles.
And then diet was just, did you go to a nutritionist or did you just kind of sit down and go, all right, what's... Yeah,
I just said to myself, like, oh, you're old now. Like, you've eaten everything. That's enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've
tasted everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you miss tasting everything?
No, because when I do fall off,
It's bad.
It's bad.
Because your body's adjusted now.
Yeah. And I gain weight so quick.
Wow.
It's like, yeah. So I just try to like, I just eat protein and... that's it. And coffee.
What a cool thing for your kids too to like see you do that, right? I don't know. That's a weird like.
I guess.
To me, anything your parents do at they're how old? Your son looks like he rips on guitar.
My son is great. He has a band called Great Big Cow, and
it's awesome.
I think it's gonna be something.
Great Big Cow
yeah.
is a great band name.
You're the first person to say that.
The moment you said that, I go, yeah, do they open for Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Yes.
And soon to be headlining themselves?
Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
Well, he struggled with the name because every name is taken.
Sure.
They were going to be Marmalade. But apparently there's a band from the 70s called Marmalade.
Of course there is.
So, but you like Great Big Cow. But now they're really great. But yeah, That's the cool thing about life, Adam, is when you have those kids. That's
really
fucking blows your mind.
Yeah, dude.
It's just like you're like, what? Like what? We were shooting a video the other day for my I made this video where I played David in pool, and if I win, I get my if he wins, I get him $1,000, and if I win, he'll promote Wyatt's song. And so whatever. So we needed a piece where, so my producer pitched Wyatt a joke, and he was like, "So the joke is that, you know, your dad cares about the streams on Spotify and you don't,
right?
Right?" And so can you do that joke? And he just stops and he's just like, "You know, it's not really cool. Like, I'm gonna sound like an asshole, like to be like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these kids are so fucking smart. You know, like when I was 17, I wouldn't be able to think." Forward, like what I'm gonna sound like, or to think on those many levels.
Yeah, man.
And so we were both like, yeah, that's a bad idea. You're right. Let's not do it. But yeah, they're just really. He played the troubadour. They're figuring it out.
That's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, it's really cool.
What is the best part about being a dad?
It just gives you like purpose.
Really?
It just gives you a reason to get up and continue.
Wow.
Because without it, I don't know if I would. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, there's those days where you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Totally, man.
I fucking hate this. And then you're like, all right, got to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was the baby stage rad?
No, I hate babies. Yeah. It's the worst.
Thanks for the honesty, man.
Babies are the worst.
Yeah, dude.
The worst. Now, having said that, don't hate me. When they're like fucking 5 and 8.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Come on, yeah.
When they're 3, great.
Yep.
But the baby stage.
2 is borderline.
2 is borderline. They just don't, they can't listen. They don't see what you talk to them.
They're not adding anything. They're not bringing anything to the table socially.
You know, people hate me for saying that.
No.
But it's the worst.
Look, I would venture to assume most, I mean, I think when you see people in public, like say you see a guy with a baby on the backpack at the Grove, and then, you know, he'll have a cute moment. I'm like, aw. But then in my head, I'm like, he's like, thank God for this moment because... Earlier today it was awful, and tonight it could be bad because this kid hasn't slept. And I, a buddy of mine told me this once where he was like, yeah, when you come up and you compliment babies, you're like, oh, whatever. And we're like, yeah, but she's the best, whatever. Like, we're thinking in our heads, like, I haven't slept in 18 days, but no, she's fine. I'm glad she slept. No,
you can't appreciate it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but
you can, right.
When that baby's asleep from like 11 to 2 in the afternoon, it's the greatest. Like, that's all you're thinking is just like, oh my God, I have 3 hours. Like, what am I going to do? Like,
wow.
I have so much to do.
So it makes you a little bit more like on top of your shit, I'm assuming.
Got to
right?
be on top. Got to be scheduled. I'm going to have more kids.
You are?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I don't know if we need more.
I know. I think I just want to adopt a 19-year-old. I don't know.
Okay. That sounds weird.
It does. What I meant by that is somebody who's a full person.
No, I know.
Also not great.
There's nothing wrong with that, yeah.
A person that doesn't, I guess, to avoid the baby stage.
Yeah, you could adopt.
I mean, my sister was adopted. I'm full on in support of that. I know it's a process, but it's like, I actually was telling my wife, I was like, I'd like to do that first almost because I just, it's like, I don't know, man. There's so many kids that are just chilling with no family, you know?
Yeah.
And so
that's really nice.
Yeah,
are you capable of that? Inheriting?
Yeah, I guess that is scary because then you're like
something new.
You bring in a kid that's adopted, and then you got to roll the dice that the family doesn't track you down, and maybe you do a bit, and they're like, I don't agree with you politically.
Yeah,
you know? And then and
you got a mark on your back.
Shoot me with a bow and arrow. We'll see.
You'll see. You'll have kids, or you won't.
You have over 590 million views on YouTube. I just wrote that down. I think that's pretty fucking crazy.
Oh, thanks.
All right, we're going to close this out.
Let's close it.
This has been great.
Yeah, it's been great.
You're a beast. The podcast is called, again,
All Good Things.
All Good Things.
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing stand-up at Oxnard, Irvine.
Fuck yeah.
Ontario, California.
Let's go, dude.
Freaking Austin, Boston.
I'm in Irvine Tampa. This weekend, if you want. When are your dates?
Mine's like June 9th, I think.
June 9th?
Yeah.
You should come down and do some time and plug your shows. Okay. I don't know, if you want.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Right, I'll text you.
Podcast All Good Things. It's very entertaining. I like your set too.
Thanks.
You got great guests on.
It's in the basement.
Of your place? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to close this out with a Inside the Actor Studio get to know Jason Nash with the questions that RIP James Lipton. No doubt you would have been on the show, so we're going to get to know Mr. Nash with some of these questions. I'll play Lipton and you'll play Jason Nash. Here we go.
Okay, cool.
I'm here with Jason Nash. Jason, what is your favorite word?
Sleep.
What is your least favorite word?
I hate when people say, I'm going to do, when they go to order something. And they go, let me do. Yeah, you're not doing anything. They're doing it. I hate that. It's
a great
drives
bit,
me
dude.
Crazy.
It's a great bit.
I'm a do.
Yeah, it's a good premise. Okay. What what turns you on? Sexual or not?
Sexual or not turns me on. The greatness.
Whoa.
Yeah, like that Michael Jordan doc.
Whoa.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like. He did it all.
Unreal. Did it all. Those types of people are insane.
With like a fucking attitude, he did it.
Yeah.
Or like there's a clip of Kanye preparing a song for Jay-Z online before Kanye was Kanye. Mm. Like shit like that. And like Jay-Z listening to Kanye's beat for the first time and then putting his lyrics with Kanye.
Wow.
That fucking turns me on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Are you a big Kanye guy?
Yeah. The biggest. So much so that I'll overlook a lot of things.
I don't know what you're referring to. What is your favorite curse word? Fucking's a good one.
I probably say fuck my ass sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the kids curse? Do you let them curse?
No, my daughter curses.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll just...
To be cool, probably, right? It's as a kid, I feel like you're doing it because you're like, "This is what cool people do."
Yeah, in the right situation, the curse will come out. She's like, "I won't fucking do that." Oh, sorry, she'll do that. You know, like
a buddy of mine's kid is 7, and I was just with him in Atlanta, and he was cursing nonstop, and I go, "Dude, you got 2 more curse words," and he goes, "Excuse me, I just threw up in my mouth." He goes, I go, "You got 2 more curse words," and he goes, "Knock knock." I go, "Who's there?" He goes, "Mom fucker." I go, "You got 1 more." And then he goes, say it back. I go, mom fucker who? And he goes, suck my dick, bitch. He's 7 years old.
Who is this? Your cousin?
Nope. Who? Buddy's kid.
Buddy's kid.
Damn. Daughter also curses. They go, they didn't like the their grandpa's new girlfriend. And they kept talking. She goes, she's a fucking bitch. And then they pulled me in the house. And the daughter is so sweet. She pulls me aside. She goes, tell you a secret. I go, what? Playing along like it's gonna be a kid's secret. She goes, that's where the bitch sleeps. I laughed so hard, dude. Cause she laughed after she said it. Cause she knew it sounded funny. Yeah. And that I could not laugh at that. If she said it and meant it, not funny.
Yeah.
They were actually really cute. They rode their bikes down the street and like pointed to all their friends, and they're like, famous comedian coming through. Our dad's buddy's a comedian, famous comedian. We got a famous comedian hanging out. No big deal. it was really
That's
sweet.
That's great. Yeah.
What sound or noise do you love?
The sound of a Diet Coke opening.
Awesome. Answer.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so fucking good.
Can you give me an impression? If we're doing ADR for it, ready? I'm going to open it. You do it. Ready? Can we get one more take? That sounded
wasn't
like
very good.
Somebody choked out Dr. Claw.
Cha. 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 Cha.
Mmm, I can't wait to drink this delicious Diet Coke. I don't think it's open, though.
Diet Coke's so bad for you. Oh. Cha. I got to work on that. That's not very good Foley. Have you done Foley? Have you done Foley work?
I've done ADR, but not the Foley work.
Have you ever had to match the mouth?
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
I did it for Bruce Willis for 4 movies.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. G.I. Joe,
but that
Red.
Pays, that pays well.
The Surrogates.
Looping?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The Loop Group. I did a Loop Group once where it was just like muddled. But then they fired me because it was like a, what movie was it? But I was a part of a group in a library and everybody was like talking. And then at one point I just went, and then one goes, no, you got to say actual stuff. And I go as a guy, and I go, I know I'm a guy in the corner just having a little fucking meltdown. And she goes, all right, Adam, Brad, you want to hop in for Adam? And I did not return.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And there was a guy there that was like the new Fred Flintstone. Everybody there knew each other too. Everybody there was like a Loop Group.
Yeah.
It was almost, it was like $1,500 for like 4 hours. And these people worked every day doing these groups. But the Fred Flintstone, they were all voiceover people that were successful and they knew each other and nobody was really bringing me in. And I did the Fred Flintstone guy. I wish I could remember his name. Tiny little dude. You know who you are. You were very hospitable. And I was like, at one point, I was like, Fred Flintstone, like, opening the fridge and realizing that his kid took the last drip of Sunny D. And he would go, Bonnie! That's kind of funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. What profession, other than your own, would you like to attempt?
Painter. Sit on the beach and paint.
That sounds awesome. What would you paint?
My cock, I don't know.
Cool. That was my next question. Whose cock would you paint? Welcome back to Whose Cock Would You Paint? I'm Dr. Phil, and I know everyone's like, well, this seems like a different type of program, because it is. What profession would
you do? Honestly, it's a pilot that we didn't think they'd take to series.
We didn't think.
But they have, and here's 20 episodes on Fox this fall.
20 episodes back to back to back to back, and then 14 more backs. And not to be confused with Whose Cock Wouldn't You Paint, which is a Hulu program. We're all about the cocks you would paint. And yeah. I'm going to start off with my top 5 cocks.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Mario Lopez.
Number one right there. I had Mario at number one. I had Brett Michaels at 2.
Brett Michaels is a sheer fire answer for 2. And I'm going a little off the beaten path with number 3. I'm going Ryan Seacrest. Only because I've met him at a urinal. And his zipper was up.
Okay.
He was just standing there to avoid confrontation.
Right on.
Sometimes you go into the bathroom and you go, I don't have to release anything, you know, emotionally, yeah.
Yeah.
But physically through my cock, no. Uh-huh. So I'm going to hide. Number 4 on Whose Cock Would I Paint?
Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham. And then Tom Bergeron.
Oh, Tom's got a nice wing.
Tom's
on.
Got a sweet wing.
Got a
and
really nice
and
wing
also
on.
A great attitude.
I love Tom, yeah.
I love anyone with a great attitude and a sweet wing.
I play spike ball with Tom.
I read that.
Yeah.
what profession would you not like to do?
Oh, man. Like Beyond Deadliest Catch, like catching the crabs.
Oh, my God.
It looks brutal.
Doesn't it?
And they make so much money, so they go, but they risk their lives, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to. Life is already so roll the dice in every moment. Like,
could you be a firefighter? Could you go into? Could you run into a burning building, Adam?
Could I run out of one? You betcha.
Yeah.
I mean, I have spilt cup of soup on my balls many a times in the mid to late 90s, and that didn't go well. So I can't imagine that I would be willing to risk my life in a fire. I think the smoke would get to me quick. Although I do fantasize about saying something cool as I run out of the fire. When you run in.
What'd you say?
So I've got 2 options. So fire, it's too hot. I'm running in.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, dude, don't go in there. And I stop and turn back and go, it's all right. Fire's my middle name. And they go, it's actually Michael. And you go, shut up, Gary. Or say, don't go in there.
Don't go in there.
It's all right. I fuck fire without a condom.
Damn.
Yeah.
We got a little show for you.
Yeah. So for the show version, I'd do it because I think it's fake fire. I think it's fake fire. It probably is.
Call Dick Wolf.
What's Dick Wolf doing?
Dick Wolf.
Just sitting on a pile of cash, Scrooge McDuck style.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy created some great shows. And speaking of creating great shows, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Why'd you worry so much?
Damn, dude.
Yeah. It's like my whole thing is like, I'm just constantly worried for no reason. Because it's like, it doesn't do anything for anybody.
What are you doing?
Just
got a short time here.
Constantly
in the scheme
worried,
of things. Yeah.
Constantly worried about everything.
Wow.
Health, money, if my kids are going to live. It must be the Jewish side of me.
A great call, dude. It truly, yeah. You just saying that really struck a chord with me.
Yeah, I turned 50 on Tuesday, and it's like...
Happy belated, by the
thank
way.
Thank you. And it's just like, well, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. You're literally wasting your don't happiness.
Worry. Why do you think we don't...
We should talk to Phil about this. Not now. But what, like the real Phil.
Real quick, why do you think we... Is it just... It's unavoidable earlier on in life because you are just starting to, I think, discover the pressures and of life and more... You're just becoming more susceptible to like thinking about like your family in a mortal way and life and just wanting things and realizing what it takes to get... I just feel like the pressures become more real as you get older.
Yeah. And when you're young, you're dumb.
You're invincible.
I had this stupid idea when I was young that everything would work out. I'm like, oh, it's all going to work out for me.
I know, what a great time.
A real, real cocksure attitude, like, it'll all work out. Like, I didn't get that part, but I know something will break. And in a way, I was right. Something did break. 1,000. But now I'm older and I'm like, fuck. I'm like running out of time now. You know what I mean?
You're just getting started.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, dude.
Got yourself in shape.
You got a couple great kids. You got a great pod.
It takes too much time to get yourself in shape. Honestly, it's such a fucking waste of time.
If you could have one snack tonight and just go crazy, mukbang style, what are you doing?
I love Twizzlers.
Awesome answer.
I love Twizzlers.
You dipping them in anything, by the way? Hey, was Adam a fat kid? Are you dipping them in anything? Jesus fucking Christ. As I heard myself say that, my toes popped out of my socks.
I was a fat kid and I didn't even dip stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah, dip. I did Pop-Tarts through Cool Whip.
Pop-Tarts are so good. Here's a little health tip.
Sure.
Jelly beans.
What about them?
27 jelly beans is only 110 calories. So just know that if you want to have
Holy shit.
Yeah, whereas a pack of Twizzlers is like 500 calories.
But what tastes better? Twizz.
It's the same though.
Jelly beans are also like a little bit more work, so maybe you're not smashing the whole pack.
If you sit there and kind of chew on them a little bit. Yeah, you have all kinds of eating disorder shit.
Chew longer. My grandma always said that.
Yeah.
She also said you can't wear sweatpants at your bar mitzvah. And I was like, fucking nobody asked you, bitch.
Did you?
No, I had to wear a suit. And that's when I started the slim trim down.
How much money did you make at your bar mitzvah? What'd you take? 10 grand?
No, because we had a couple friends that could throw down. Maybe a couple thousand.
That's it.
Mom let me buy a Super Nintendo. This was 95, yeah. A lot of like $50 checks and $30 checks. And then a couple like presents. One of my buddies got me a Hakeem Olajuwon jersey. That was awesome.
That's sick.
Some gift certificates to Diamond in the Mall, which was the card shop. And yeah, about 2,000, so Mom let me buy a Super Nintendo. And then I think shortly after I gave that to my stepbrother, which I fucking fully regret, because my dad and his family, they just didn't have enough money for a system. I gave my Super Nintendo. Fucking what a bizarre turn of events. Like, see ya, Dad, you want my favorite thing too?
What?
Yeah.
Why did you give it?
I just felt bad. He had he married a woman that had a kid, and then they had two kids, and they just didn't have... Things went down. They just didn't have, so I was like, "Yeah, take mine." And then I had enough bar mitzvah money left over, and I bought a Sega Saturn.
Yeah.
So not only did I give away a Super Nintendo, I gained the worst system in the history of systems. You know how you know it's bad? They were like, "Here's 90 free games." Like, you want to play Star Fox? You're like, no. They're like, well, we got 3 copies all set for you.
Yeah, but there's strength in selflessness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of strength in that.
Yeah.
Because once
I was sixth grade, I just gave it away.
You gave it away and you were still like fine.
Yeah.
You're just like, it's the same thing when you go up and bomb.
1,000. 1,000. But then I found out my stepbrother and like sold it for like other games. He turned around and sold it. So then I was like, I went over there and being like, hey, so you guys want to play Mario All-Stars or the Batman game that I, because I gave you all 8 games that I bought with my bar mitzvah money. And he was like, oh, we sold that and got like Nintendo Switches, because that's a new thing now. I was like, cool. All right. So, this has been great.
It's been great.
At Jason Nash on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
JasonNash.com for tour dates.
Or JasonNashTour.com.
I love that you're getting back out there.
Trying. We'll see. Gotta make some money.
It's gonna be great. You're super funny, dude. You're super, super likable. And now it's just getting reps.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You got plenty to talk about. You ever want to jam stand up too?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. It's tough to say goodbye. This has been so good.
It's been great. We'll do it again.
Okay.
All right. It's a Rock's energy drink.
That's nice.
They're good. No shakes, no carbs, no calories.
You know, my fiance is addicted to energy drinks. What's it called? Rockstar?
Zoa.
And does it have...
Official drink of the Great Big Cow.
Does it have, like, is it good for you?
Oh, yeah. It's the first energy drink that's got no fat, no proteins, no sodium. No, it was 110 milligrams of sodium. No calories, no fat, no proteins. I think that's what it was. Or no shakes, too.
It has caffeine, though, obviously. It wouldn't be an energy drink.
No fruit juice, no preservatives, no artificial colors, no synthetic colors. Isn't it funny when they put stuff on where you go, didn't know that was even in the original? Like when Burger King, or I think it was Burger King or Wendy's, was like, now we got real meat. And you're like, the fuck were you serving before, dude? But also, if you're going to any fast food spot and you're like, ugh. Yeah, man. What, like, have you seen the kids behind the counter? None of them care about trying to make you or have patience to take their time with your food. I once followed a kid on Twitter and he was like, Tyler_69, like dem the facts _Taco Bell, real shit. And he would just be like, yo, I worked at Taco Bell and this is what was really in the meat. Follow me tomorrow for more updates on what that cheese really went through. And it was bonkers, dude.
Did he have a lot of followers?
Like 60.
You just started following him?
Yeah, I saw a buddy of mine sent it to me and I was like, yeah, it just feels like a true Taco Bell employee that has not gone viral and is just like, I'm taking it to the streets.
You eat Taco Bell?
Once in like every 15 years. It is not a go-to by any means. A drunken go-to is more going to be, I mean, I'm salty over sweet too. It's like chips versus candy. But fast food, I don't know. Maybe a Jack in the Box or Wendy's. I don't know.
If you ever want to go hiking.
Anytime.
Okay. You
can That's go the next move.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can go tomorrow if you want.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Thanks, Adam.
I believe every hot or funny person should have IBS.
And I have IBS.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Joe. And we're on a quest to become friends.
We're already internet friends, but my dad says that doesn't count.
So come help us prove our dads wrong every episode of Friend Requests from Josh and Joe. Out now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Man, I wish I was hot enough to have IBS.
You'll get there someday, bud.